Thank you, Kim. It's a Tech Tuesday. Bill Leff is back. All is good with the world. Bridget Carey is back, CNET senior editor and host of the CNET Update. How about that? Hi,
How
Bridget.
How about that?
Hey, good to be back.
All right. Consumer Electronics Show. We were getting some live reports from Apt Electronics last week, but I want to know, in your opinion, Bridget, did something really wow you?
Well, there were a couple of things. You might have even heard of them throughout the week, but have you seen this LG TV? You know, they always have, oh, this TV is so thin. Oh, it's so big this year. Well, this time it's actually like a poster. You just slap it on your TV. They call it the LG W7, W for wallpaper. Although, don't count on actually having it in your house anytime soon. I mean, they haven't given a price, but last year's super thin one was more than $20,000. So,
who's going to get that?
Too expensive.
They always start these kinds of things off to show what kind of tech they can do, and
yeah,
it takes years for it to come down. But one thing that people don't always look at, you know, you go, oh my gosh, this TV is so thin. It's slightly bendable because you kind of have to peel it off the wall a little bit with magnets.
You literally stick it on your wall so you could move it from room to room.
Well, here's what you can't move, and they don't really focus on so much. Below that TV is a massive sound bar. It's where all the components are for everything on the TV. So, yeah, they have this really thin thing, and then you have this giant, like, bar on the bottom that, like, has speakers and all the ports. And so, yeah, it's cool, but, you know, just something to think about.
And do those have to be connected to each other, or can you put the sound bar, like, a little bit off away and keep them separate, or is that impossible?
There's got to be a cord between them, and you might have to have a special little thing done to your house to hide that cord. Otherwise, like, you know.
It still sounds pretty cool. So what is the advantage other than it just being so incredibly thin? Is there another advantage? Is the picture great?
Well, you're looking at, yes, the picture's great. You know, when you have less shadow and a frame between the wall and the TV,
yeah,
you're looking at, like, a better, like, experience, so to speak. But I'm more wowed at some other different things, like, a lot of home appliances always are at the show. Samsung made a dryer within a dryer because, you know, if you want to dry a big load and on top you can dry a little load. You know, we see that a lot.
That's like a double oven, but a dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is.
This gaming computer company called Razer made a laptop with three screens. So you open up your laptop and you pull out these wings on the side and suddenly you're like surrounded by screens. And then there's a lot of robots at the show, little robot buddies. One is called the Curry. It think of him as like a little roaming security camera with a cute emoji face. So he's rolling around. He's able to do smart things like, you know, tell you the stuff that Alexa might be able to tell you. But he's got emotions on his face. And then if he sees the dog jump on the couch, you'll get an alert at work on your phone. And then through your phone, you can yell at your dog through the robot, you know.
I'm glad I live today and not 1,000 years ago.
I know. They're basically giving things wheels now and giving them emoji faces.
When you say security, though, you don't mean like somebody
like
breaking in.
Like a watchdog.
Is it like a watchdog? I guess it is kind of.
Yeah. I mean security in the same sense of you have when you're at work, you can use it as a camera so it can roll around the house. And the thing is, though, it doesn't have a lot of battery. So, you know, you're not going to be using this all day long. So the tech is there. They just got to work on battery.
But, Bridget, if somebody broke in and they saw this friendly robot,
they would kill it.
Yeah, they'd kill a robot, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Pass it on it?
It's only like a foot tall. They could certainly kick it.
Oh, all right.
But I mean, LG's got these huge, massive robots that look like they're from Doctor Who, and they're roaming airports and giving you advice on, like, your flight. Meanwhile, you're all panicked. They only have 5 minutes to get to your gate, and you don't want to really deal with a robot. So
quit fraternizing with the robots.
Right. Personally, I like the smaller things. There was a smart pillow. It could detect how loud you snore. Because in case, you know, you don't believe your partner, you know,
it'll actually
tell you. But it also has these speakers inside to play music that only you can hear. I put my ear to it, and we even put a microphone to it. You can only hear it if you're really laying on it, kind of like, you know, when you hear the ocean next to a conch shell. And then, but it also will vibrate a little if you are snoring to kind of get you to, like, nudge and move a bit.
I love that.
That's a good idea.
I have to get my husband that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of weird things, too. Really weird things. Like, imagine if you took a pair of headphones and put them over your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Something called the Hush Me. when you're in the office or you want to have a private conversation on your cell phone, and you just hate that someone can overhear you, well, you can encrypt yourself by putting basically what looks like a Bane mask from Batman on your face. and you're basically talking into these cushy headphone type of, you know, earmuff things. And if people can still hear you, you can also have a built-in voice changer so you can sound like different sound effects, some of them including animal sounds. So yeah,
I'm going to be getting prank phone calls from Bill Leff.
Immediately. What day do these go on the market? Because I want one of those.
Right away, right? There's also a smart hairbrush that it wasn't even working on the floor, but they say when it does work, it'll have a built-in microphone that can listen to you as you brush and sense the strokes and the environment to give you hairbrushing advice.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Also, everyone who I work with who has kinky hair or African American hair, they were kind of also saying that was ridiculous too, because we're not putting that to our hair.
Oh.
There's also vacuum shoes. No batteries needed. These things look like platform disco shoes, and when you step, you actually are pressing down on a pedal that powers a little motor and sucks dirt into a teeny tiny little bin inside your shoe.
Vacuum shoes, these are called?
Yeah.
All right.
Elton John just ordered a pair.
Sometimes tech is so weird, you could only see the potential of where it can go into a dark place. There's this company that made, they actually made a computer screen that will vibrate and kind of give you something called haptic feedback. You see it in the new iPhone 7 when you feel like you press hard, it feels like it vibrates a little bit. So Tanvis comes up with this screen that says we can make it feel like there's textures on your screen. So if you're trying to shop for curtain fabric, you'll be able to touch the screen and feel the fabric. Of course, if I have lumps, you know, in my screen,
yeah,
I don't imagine where that's going. I don't need a lumpy screen or images that are lumpy, but
right.
I'll let your imagination take that.
Thank you.
I like all these weird, quirky things.
Well, do you want a connected toaster? Because we always talk about how there's technology and everything, and now there's officially a Bluetooth connected toaster, because you need a toaster to remember your preferred setting by app. Even though we have a little knob that will remember our setting from 1 to 5, but no, now we need an app to tell us what our preferred setting is.
So please tell me this is to show what technology can accomplish instead of these things that somebody's actually going to buy.
Sometimes yes, sometimes they really see what, you know, this is going to be what we're going to buy. I think when you see the hair products, you go, okay, that shows that we're able to be a little smart with our beauty products and our hair care products. I don't think it'll be a hit, but with the toaster, you know, it's $100, and just like the connected coffee makers, there's someone out there who's like, oh, cool, I'll have an app with my toaster. But because there's, you know, I don't know who that's for, but
you can wake up to toast.
Yay.
Yeah. And then there's a shower head that'll light up when you use too much water, like it'll turn red. So that's the kind of stuff that sounds useful, even though if it's expensive now, you're like, okay, that, I can see that. Although I don't need my shower nagging me at my one moment of happiness in the day, you know.
Right.
And something that's right up Bill Leff's alley, who doesn't like a good game of Monopoly? Honestly, I haven't played in a while, but now I'm thinking I should. There are some new tokens that we, the consumer, can vote on.
There's 50 choices in total, and the internet gets to vote on the next generation of tokens, and none of the classic icons are safe. So that little Scotty dog could be replaced Yeah, it could be replaced by emoji faces.
Oh no,
don't do that.
I like the thimble because I like to stick my pinky in it.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Well, wouldn't you want to hold on to a hashtag, perhaps?
Instead of an iron? No, thank you.
Or how about a cell phone? But not just any cell phone, like the 1980s huge brick cell phone. So there's a lot of choices on there. I don't trust the internet with my memories and my nostalgia, but yes, there's a lot of weird ones out there.
The old ones to go away, yeah, Bridget. I don't mind new ones, but you can't get rid of the old ones.
Well, you can keep the old ones in your vote. When you go online to votemonopoly.com, you get to pick 8. Among those 8, you get to keep your classics, but maybe you want to, you know, update one. Like, one of them is actually sliced bread.
Oh.
Why?
So, because there's nothing better? I don't know.
And will they go with the popular vote or the Electoral College on this? Do we know?
We'll have to look at that one.
All right.
And I don't mean the thimble. I mean the little guy's, I don't know his name, but the top hat. That's what I use all the time.
The top hat's fun.
What's his name, Mr. Moneybags?
And you can switch it to a cowboy hat. Yeah.
Rich Uncle Moneybags, I think.
No, his name is Uncle, yeah, Uncle Pennybags.
Uncle Pennybags? Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's not that rich if it's just pennies.
No, we always had, and people tell me I'm crazy, and that might be true too, but we had a Canadian Mountie in ours, and we somehow got a Canadian version of Monopoly because we had all the other tokens, but we had a guy riding a horse, a Mountie. But no one remembers that.
They always come out with different versions here and there, and I'm sure no matter what they pick, hashtag or emoji faces or whatever, there's still going to be some like later on, oh, go back to the classic.
Yeah, the old ones are the best.
All right, where do we go to vote on that? Because I have to make sure that an emoji is not part of this.
VoteMonopoly.com.
VoteMonopoly.com.
All right.
And I found it doesn't work on every browser. I got it to work on Firefox, though. But
all right.
It's a little funny.
That's what I use, so I'll let you know. Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year, and we will talk to you next week about things in the technological world. She is Bridget Carey, and you can watch her on the CNET update, which is on CNET.com. Thank you so much, Bridget.
All right, thanks. Take care.
We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.